The Sackville Festival of Early Music kicks off a series of three public concerts tonight with L'Harmonie des Saisons at the Brunton Auditorium. But the musicians have already been busy this week in local schools and at Maunay, engaging young musicians and music lovers. The Early Music Festival celebrates medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music through performance, educational outreach, masterclass instruction, and amateur workshops. CHMA spoke to festival director Linda Pierce to get the lowdown on this year, the 19th season for the Sackville Festival of Early Music. It's already been a busy week with the Sackville Festival of Early Music. What's been happening this week?
This week we've had quite a bit of educational outreach activities. So we've had L'Harmonie des Saisons, the ensemble that will lead us off with our first public concert on Friday night. They've been engaging in local schools, so in Sackville and also with Sistema NB in Moncton. And they've been performing educational programs, which talk about the instruments and teach about this type of music and give some kind of, applied hands-on experience with the instruments to students. And in addition, they've offered a colloquium, like a lecture recital at the university on Wednesday. We had them sort of perform and talk about the music making and about cornetto making. And the conversation ranged from instrument creation to performance practice styles. And of course, they introduced the students and the community to our new Klopp Continuo organ.
Right. I wanted to ask about this. So this is yet another new instrument that you've brought into the Mount Allison Music Department. Last year, you introduced a new harpsichord. So tell us about a continuo organ.
Yeah, it's an organ that is designed to be able to perform in four different pitches. Which opens up the repertoire considerably, because musicians across Europe in the early 17th century and the 16th century, they played at different pitches. And so organs were built at different pitches. And this organ allows you to switch between those pitches and also different temperaments, which are basically different tunings. And maybe you could think about different temperaments as being kind of like accents. You know, it gives a tonality a certain quality or color that it wouldn't otherwise have. So with this instrument, we can access so much more repertoire, and our students get to have that opportunity to learn about historical performance practice. It's very exciting.
Okay. And now the festivals, public concerts, the concerts are going to kick off Friday night. Tell us, give us what you've got on, you've got three concerts planned for the weekend. Tell us what's on offer.
Sounds good. On Friday, the 29th, at 7:30 p.m. in the Brunton Auditorium at Mount Allison University, L'Harmonie des Saisons, a Juno Award-winning ensemble, will perform music from their recent recording of Bach's concertos. And these are really rarely performed, and they're very, you really can't hear them in this part of the country played on period instruments. Like, I cannot think of a time when these pieces were performed on period instruments by such a fine ensemble here. So this is terribly exciting, and I would encourage everyone to come. And then on Saturday, in honor of the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, we've invited Constantinople from Montreal to perform a project called Breathings, which was created in collaboration with Mi'kmaq and Iqaluit singers, a throat singer and a chanter and drummer, who are going to perform together. They're going to perform indigenous music from different places in the world, including these on Turtle Island. And so it will be a reflective performance and quite different from what you're going to hear on Friday night, but nonetheless a really stunning performance, I hope. And then on Sunday, October 1st, at 3 p.m., L'Harmonie des Saisons will return with a performance of early 17th century Italian music. And here they use different instruments. So instead of oboe. Matt Jenajon is going to play the cornetto, which is an instrument that he made himself. He's one of the world's foremost makers of cornettos. And yeah, you're going to hear an entirely different sound, and that's the concert where the organ will be used. And that's very exciting.
Okay, yeah. So you're saying period instruments, and so basically this is like getting to hear how these pieces of music would have been played originally, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I think we tend to not claim that we know how everything sounded back then because we say historically informed, meaning
right.
that we're playing on instruments that look like these ones, and we've read the treatises that tell us how this music sounded, but understanding that we don't have recordings from that time, so there's always this sort of creative dialogue that occurs between musicians in the present and the written down music that we've received and the treatises and the instruments from the past. And so there's this kind of collaborative space there where a certain amount of imagination, but really well-informed imagination is unfolding.
All right. Linda, how long have you been with the Sackville Festival of Early Music, and what inspires you about this festival?
Okay, well, I've been with them since 2014, which means I think this is my 9th year. And before that, Régent Poirier was the director for 10 years. So next year will be our 20th anniversary. Big hint that there are big things coming. And we will celebrate this long trajectory that the festival has taken. What do I love about it? I love the educational outreach. I love the possibility to connect the experience of performed music with curricular happenings in classrooms. So we often collaborate with faculty who are working on this period, but from a different lens. And then we, like literature, for example, and then we'll bring their class into the concert, and they'll reflect on the use of English literature in music that was played during the time of Shakespeare or something like that. And so I love that aspect of it. I also love the engagement in the schools. So the educational mission is really important to me and to other members of the board, our president, Andrew Wilson, and pretty much everyone in the group. And then, of course, I mean, organizing concerts to give pleasure to your community members is thoroughly, it's a good thing to do. So there's a lot of positive energy around this festival.
That's Linda Pierce, Mann Allison Professor, musician, and director of the Sackville Festival of Early Music. You can find out more about the concerts, which kick off tonight at Manet's Brunton Auditorium, online at sackvilleearlymusic.com. The festival concerts are this weekend, but one project of the festival will continue throughout October. A community engagement project called Aliotti Now and Then saw recordings of three unique versions of a piece of music written by a renegade nun from the 16th century, Raphael Aliotti, combined to create musical installations in various spaces in Tantramar this month. The installation will travel through the Marjorie Young Bell Conservatory, the Fog Forest Gallery, the Mount Allison University Chapel, the Sackville Visitor Information Center, and Marshview Middle School throughout the month. More details are available in the program booklet for this year's Sackville Festival of Early Music.